to Close It Now, the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Welcome back to the Close It Now podcast, where we move beyond scripts and into the soul of high integrity selling. I'm Sam Wakefield, and this episode is all about framing, but not the way that you've been taught. Because before the words comes the vibe they're wrapped in. Before logic comes context. And before permission to lead comes energetic presence. Today, you'll learn how to own the room before you even open your mouth. So let's get into this. First of all, let's go through a little bit of what's in your cup today. Today, I have Barry's tea, which is it was a gift from, you've heard me mention his name a few times, Mr. Brian O'Boyle. This tea was actually blended in Ireland, and I can't quit talking about this one because it's so dang good. I can't really get enough of it. It's awesome. So what are you drinking today? What's in your cup? I want to know. Is it a tea? Is it coffee? You got a latte? You got a cappuccino? You have just got the black? You're good with the, are you good with donkeys? And my friend Ryan up in Boston, I learned that Dunkin' Donuts is called Donkeys by the people in the Northeast. And you got Starbucks, you got a local, you got some kombucha, you slamming the energy drinks. What are you doing today? So before we get started, let's drink a quick toast to the day, a toast to you, because you are out there crushing it in your drive time university. And I'm grateful for you today for tuning in and listening. So let's take a collective sip. Cheers. 3, 2, 1. All right. So let's hop into this. Before we get into it, I want to feature a recent review. This is from my man, Larry P. Hickey. This is a 5-star review, and let's read it. It says, it's a long one, so here we go. Attending the 2025 Boston Close It Now Relentless Bootcamp was one of the most difficult decisions I had to make in 2025. Brother, I'm glad I had the stones to pull the trigger. I'm new to HVAC sales, but I had been slinging what I know now was pure adrenaline at my sales process during my entire career as a mortgage consultant. Sam and his featured guest infused us with a tangible, well-flowing 3-day information by garden hose training. As a result, I've met like-minded individuals whom many I know now as friends. Gained a knowledge in a psychology masterclass in myself and interpersonal communication and tools in sales that as a result have immediately integrated into my process efficiently and seamlessly with my clients today. Super grateful to have made the cross-country commitment to attend this event and looking forward to attending future events hosted by Sam. Man, what an experience. Thanks, Sam. Larry, so grateful for you to be, for you being there. It was, you're right. It was an incredible event. I'm so grateful that everybody that attended, and boy, were lives changed. You're right. So appreciate that. And, brother, you earned yourself if you hear this, hear me read your review, you've just earned yourself a free 1-hour coaching session. So make sure to reach out. We've been in contact anyway from the event. So make sure to mention this, and we'll get you hooked up. So for everyone else, reviews. I would love some reviews. If you've ever gotten value from the Close It Now podcast, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review there, or go to Google and leave a 5-star review there, especially Apple Podcasts. That's where I haven't had one in a minute. So if you'll go do me a favor and go leave a review there. One thing you may not know, when I am booking guests on the show, one of the things that usually their assistants look at first is how many reviews are on a specific podcast. So the more 5-star reviews that I get on the show, the more likely we are to get more famous, more bigger, better guests on the show. So the more that you review, the better content I can bring you and the more that I can bring you. So thank you for that, Larry, and for everybody else. That's what happens if you leave a 5-star review and I read it on the show and you hear it, message me. You can email me, sam@closeitnow.net, or go to the website at closeitnow.net and fill out the form on there, or join the Facebook group. That is the community. We're doing a ton of stuff. I just made an announcement. We're relaunching the every other week. We're doing role play sessions, or practice sessions, as I like to call them, in my Zoom room. So join the Facebook group. You can find the events there. And we just relaunched the Close It Now Book Club. So go find the event. It has what book we are reading for the month. You can find the event. We invite everyone you know to that book club. The intention of that is to raise the standard. We're going to be reading this month. If you catch this, is May 21st. If you catch the book this month, we're reading Gopher Know the Sequel, which I haven't read yet. I've intentionally not read it so I could read it with the group. So we'll be reading that as the book. But the point of the group is to raise that standard. So everyone you know in home services that can use some mindset, which we all can, invite everyone you know. I don't care what group they're in. I'm going to be posting this all over. I'm friends with most of the people that host other Facebook groups in the trades. And this is a collective effort. I'm welcoming everyone in, because there's never, ever a wrong time to do personal growth. We're going to be going through sales books. We're going through business books. We're going through mindset. We're just autobiographies. There's so many ways that we can improve and gain incredible information and mindset shifts and transformation. So, and the Close It Now Book Club, I'm excited to relaunch that. And be on the lookout. There's a lot more coming. One last announcement before we get into the content today that I'm pretty excited to announce. So May 2025, if you followed me from the beginning, I'm grateful for you. If you joined me later, I am grateful for you as well. But May 2025 is the 6-year anniversary of the first podcast that launched with Close It Now. So this is technically the 6-year anniversary of the Close It Now company as it is. And I am so grateful for every single one of you that have been on this journey and on this ride with me. As such, being the 6-year anniversary, that's part of why I'm relaunching those groups. And be on the lookout. There's some really fun stuff coming. I'm working on several more ways where everyone can connect. We're different ways that you can learn. I'm working on some different programs where to make it accessible to everyone. You know, I do a ton of free training, but also, of course, in order to keep the lights on, I've got to make some bucks from this too. So I will be offering a few things coming up that you're going to be excited about, because I'm going to be just diving in and pouring information out. I've been in content creation mode for a while. So if you know anything about me, you know that we don't stay stagnant. We don't stay stationary. We don't develop a process and then train the same thing for 15 or 20 years like some of the other trainers out there do. Nothing against any of them. I'm friends with all of them. I like them all. However, I'm not going to stay in the past. I am constantly working on the new era of sales, and this is exactly what we do here at Close It Now. So that's why the vibe is different. That's why so many things are different here, because I'm such a firm believer that anything that's been done the same way for 20, 30, 40, 50 years is ripe for revolution. And that's exactly what is happening in our industry right now, in all of home services. So thanks for joining me on this ride. We are creating a movement. It is more than just sales training. It's a whole movement that's happening. And so I invite you to come alongside, come join this movement with us, because we have the responsibility as professionals to bring trust back to the trades. And it is your role, as well as it is mine, to make that, put that at the forefront of what we're doing every single time we step into the field, every single time we step in front of a homeowner, and even when we're not. Because remember, sales is not the performance of an hour. The sales is the overflow of your life. So that is why we talk about so often on here, work to become someone worth buying from. Because as your own personal growth level goes up, the people that buy from you, immediately they're attracted to you and they want to buy from you, even before they know what your offer is or what the price is or any of that. Price doesn't matter if you're someone they feel comfortable and trust you enough to buy from you. So let's get into the content today. I'm really excited about this. This is episode 8 of the Energy Driven Sales Series. This one is Energetic Framing, How to Own the Context Before You Say a Word. So you've heard me say a lot of times, if you've listened to a lot of the podcasts, that your energy introduces yourself before you ever knock on the door. And it's very much what happens. This is what goes on. So let's, first of all, let's talk about what is energetic framing. Framing is not a pitch tactic. It's the emotional container that your buyer hears everything through. It's basically the lens. We're going to set them up with exactly how we want them to receive the information that we're going to be communicating. So, you know, most reps, most salespeople, your technician, it doesn't matter what your role is, we try to change their mind with words. This is why you have so many people who have, here's how to handle this objection. If they say that, you say this. If they say that, you say this. Well, what that does, it creates conflict. And so top performers, they shift the context with presence. This is a major difference. So sales doesn't start when you talk. It starts the second they feel you walk into the space. So talk about, one of the main things is the difference between trying to convince versus when we're containing the energy of the room. So this is a little bit of a different approach, but it is truly what top performers do. And most of the time, they don't even know that they're doing it. It's just something they developed over 10, 15, 20 years of experience and training. And it's become intuition. Well, I'm working on breaking this down. So instead of it taking, 10, 15 years for you to get there, we can compress that time and we can get you there in a much shorter amount of time. So you always have to remember this. The strongest energy in the room is going to set the frame. So let's talk about the psychology of the frame for a second. And it's a book recommendation. If you've never read a book called Pitch Anything by Oren Claff, that's Orenklaff, it's an incredible book. It's all about frame, setting the right frame and frame stacking. So there's a quote in there that he says, the person with the strongest frame wins. Because your frame determines how the buyer interprets everything. Your tone, your ask, even your silence. It's all filtered through this frame, and you have the opportunity at every appointment to set the frame for, set the container. This is part of the container conversation we started off early on in the series. And this is a 9-part series, so I have one more episode after this. But part of setting the container is then setting the right frame for them to view and hear things through. But here's the upgrade. Energetic frame is going to beat ego frame. We're not bulldozing here, we're grounding. This is the major difference. So many sales trainers, when you really listen to the training and you start analyzing it, the leading question process or, artificially creating these moments of, these moments of grandeur. I'm not going to say the specifics. You know what I'm talking about. Making stuff up so people artificially feel like they're, petting their ego, those types of things. What's actually happening is it's demeaning. If someone walked into my house and, started telling my wife something like, oh, I just want to congratulate you for calling us out today and how much you care for your family, blah, blah, blah. I'm here to tell you, she would kick you right out of our house because she sees that through a frame of talking down to her. This is our society we live in. Maybe 20 years ago, that was awesome. I will tell you, anybody under 40 is going to think that that's very demeaning talk and they're going to not receive it very well. So, this is time for the new way of sales. This is the new era. So, in this section, when we're talking about the psychology of the frame, again, we're not good at bulldoze them, we're grounding. Your posture, your tone, your pace, calm certainty, eye contact, openness without neediness. Don't show up with commission breath. If you need a sale, then it carries through. People can feel it. Have this in your mindset. You don't need a specific sale, you need sales. So have the walk away power. And the minute that you develop the walk away power, you're going to find it attracts more people to you. Those yeses are going to start showing up instead of having to force them. So a grounded presence makes people want to lean in, not pull away. Have you ever been in those appointments? And raise your hand if you've been in those appointments when it feels like, they ask you a question and you start to deliver the information. And it's like they're leaning back, the eyes glaze over, that wall goes up, they start scrolling their phone or something in the middle of your answer. This is because a part of it is we're operating out of a scarcity mindset. We're operating out of neediness. We're forcing something on them instead of pulling them towards you. So here's some skills, some tips to how to set the frame without saying a word. First of all, and this is interesting because it's going to go counterproductive, or not counterproductive, counter to what a lot of the data is, quote unquote, data is saying right now. I love the AI-based programs that are recording conversations. There's the last number I heard is like, I don't know, 20 million conversations recorded in one of the companies that does this. There's million, I don't know how many millions in another company that's the AI recording program for for recording sales conversations. Analyze them, give you best practices. But what's happening here is this is listening in the rearview mirror. We're listening to people who have developed the skills using a system across the last 10, 15, 20 years. And so every bit of this is we're listening in the rearview mirror. Now, yes, it's effective. Yes, there are best practices. At the same time, I'm gonna be the person, the let's see, what do we call this? The wrench in the machinery here. I'm going to offer a different perspective because what I found and what my clients find is the more that we can be the calm in their chaos, the more that we can control the energy of the room and bring the stillness in. That is where we see some true magic happen. We're not forcing, we don't have to speak so much faster than them. I know I've seen the data. They say the top sales reps speak at, a faster pace and all these things. Yes, of course. Now, the ones that I do agree with are we at top performers ask 5 times more open-ended questions than bottom performers. 100%. But let's do it with more emotional certainty. There's a big difference here. So here's how to set the frame without saying a word. We're going to enter slowly. Breathe. When I say slowly, I don't mean like literally slow down your speed of walk, of course. But take some time. Take a few beats before you just jump into anything. Breathe. Be still for a moment. Use silence early in your appointment. Don't rush to small talk. Have you ever seen a concert or and think about this. Here's a very iconic moment. If you've never seen this, I encourage you to look up a YouTube or find a video of when Michael Jackson was the halftime show at the Super Bowl. What did he do? Talk about creating anticipation. By the time he got on stage, everyone wanted to hear him and hear the show and see it so bad, because what did he do? Watch it, because it's worth watching. You can feel it. He got on stage and he froze and he stood there for over a minute. That was an incredibly high dollar minute. I think I don't know the exact numbers, but it was $50, $60 million a minute or something like that for what it cost to just every single minute he was on stage. And he stood there for over a minute because every bit of the music was set to start when he moved. So he knew that if he stood still, he would create the anticipation, create the energy. This frenzy started to erupt in the audience, in the crowd, both in person. And I'm old enough, I remember watching this live on TV. We're wondering what's going on? What's happening? Did he have a glitch? Did he freeze? Yeah, he froze, but it was intentional. One of the best halftime performances ever, but it started like that. That is an incredible, real-world, tangible example of what silence does. And you can do the same thing in your appointment. So don't rush to small talk. Let them adjust to your energy. Sit with them before selling to them. Sit with them before selling to them. Now, this doesn't mean, I'm never going to say you have to force them to sit at the kitchen table or sit down to go over everything. Geez, I've closed 1,000 deals over the top of a trash can or the truck bed or, on top of the condenser or wherever, the countertop standing. It doesn't matter. I'm not forcing you to actually sit down. What I am saying is be with them before we start selling to them. Change your mindset around this. So speak slightly. So when we enter their world to take control of the energy and set the pace for this frame, we're going to actually slow down a little bit, speak slightly slower and lower than their average tone. And it's going to ground the space. And when that happens, man, it's really powerful. And here's an example, word track for you. Before we dive into details, I just want to get a feel for what matters most to you. It sets the emotional tone. It positions you as the guide, not the one that's there to push. Because no one in your market is going to walk into a home and speak at that level. When you speak at a higher level, your clients will rise to the level that you speak at. It's incredible when this happens, because no one's going to come in and the very first thing they say is, they're not going to ask them, I want to know what's most important to you. What matters most to you? No, everybody else is going to say, okay, show me around. Let me grab my measurements. I'll show you what's wrong with your house and we'll figure out if you want to buy it or not. That's the vibe that everybody gives. And that's the vibe you give if you go straight to equipment or let them lead you straight to the equipment, straight to whatever it is you're measuring. So before we dive into details, I just want to get a feel for what matters most to you. So that's a nice, easy word track that you can implement right away and report back. Let us know how that works for you. So, and remember, don't try anything one time. You got to try it 20 times before you have any level of data set. And then you can decide if you like it or not. So here are common mistakes that will actually kill the frame. One, if we seem rushed, or even worse, if we seem apologetic, I don't care if you're late, I don't care what happened, do not go into the appointment overly apologetic. It's awful. It ruins the frame. Also, letting their stress dictate your tempo. Do not let them get to you. You're the one that's setting the pace of the tone for the appointment. Yes, depending on the time frame and those types of things, we can, move quicker through some of our segments, but you are a professional, you have a process. Do not let them derail your process. You set the tempo. This one is bad. When we're trying to win with facts before establishing energy. Because remember, like Brian Tracy always said, facts tell, stories sell. Don't just dive into facts. You're going to that's pushback. They're going to lean back from you and feel like you're fire hosing them in the face. It's not what you want. So instead, we're going to lead with breath, with stillness, with space. We're going to anchor the room with curiosity and calm. Doesn't matter how wild, you know, where their energy is, you're going to be the calm one. Now, yes, of course, there are times in the appointment where we're going to, once we pass the moment of rapport, we're going to take control of the energy and we're going to lead them into the pain points of through discovery, and we're going to lead them into the positive excitement and painting the picture forward of what life can be like once you do the project. But you're the one that's leading it, and you lead it. It's intentional and it's calm. It's not frantic and chaotic. So, and we're going to allow them to settle before they decide. Allow them to settle into the energy. Allow them to settle into the space before we ever give any type of an ask. This is really important because the buyer doesn't follow your words. They follow your nervous system. If you've been following along in this series, you've heard me talk a lot about the mirror neurons in our nervous system. This is an energy thing. They can feel where you're at along the way, just the same way that you can start to feel where they're at. Remember that third level listening we talked about that has to be in place at the same time as your second level listening is. So if you don't remember what we're talking about, go back an episode or two in this energy series, and I unpacked that on a whole episode. We talked about first, second, and third level listening. So here's how to reframe too. If you lose control, because it'll happen, you can lose control in your, you know, in your environment. You know, I actually had to do this at my event in Boston. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. By day three, we had, you know, the entire vibe of the container had shifted. The energy had shifted some, so I had to reset the container and reset the intention of the event at the beginning of day three, and then the rest of that day went off really smoothly, and it was way less chaotic than it was the previous couple days. So it's so important to reset the frame if it gets hijacked. So here's how to do that. There's a couple different ways. You can use a grounding question to reset. You know, it could be something as simple as like, hey, I'm picking up on a lot going on. Want to take a breath before we move forward? Or you can, you know, analyze the situation. If it starts to get out of control, remember the person that asks the question is the person that's in control of the conversation. So pause, reset, ask a question. You can also, if somebody is really on a tangent or they're on something that they just doesn't seem like they want to get off of, do a pattern interrupt. Ask a question about something completely different. So, and you should be like, you know what? I absolutely want to hear more about this, but I just thought of something. Do you mind if I ask you a question about something else real quick that before we forget to talk about this? It's important. I don't want to miss it. And we can come back to this at some point if you would like. And they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And so obviously don't cut them off in the middle of something if it's going to be rude, but there are always times in the conversation where it makes sense to be able to do that. So, and then ask a question about something specifically different that's in a different train of thought. That's a pattern interrupt. And so, because the person that asked the questions is in control of the conversation, the person who's getting asked the questions feels like they're in control of the conversation. So it's a mutually beneficial sequence there. And don't fight for control. That's absolutely a no-no. Don't fight for control. What you're going to do is you're going to hold the frame until they resync with you, because you're the leader there. You're the guide. So when you're the tour guide, they follow your lead. So here's the takeaway. You don't need to dominate the conversation. You need to anchor the context it happens in. I'm going to say that again. You don't need to dominate the conversation. You need to anchor the context that the conversation happens in. Because the way someone feels around you determines what they believe from you. If you want to, now, of course, if you want to master this in real time, you know, join me in for some live coaching. join me in the sessions that I mentioned earlier. I'm doing some free sessions every 2 weeks in my Zoom room. We're going to hop in, we're going to do role play, we're going to practice objection handling, we're going to practice all the different parts of the process. And join the Facebook group, join the Closing Out ecosystem. There's a lot of different ways that you can get in touch with me. I do still have a few slots in my one-on-one coaching calendar, so make sure to reach out about that. Again, email me sam@closeitnow.net or go to closeitnow.net, fill out the contact us form and put in the description that you want to talk about coaching, or join the Facebook group and shoot me a message. There is a lot, or on Instagram, The Real Close It Now. You can find me there, shoot me a message there, and we can talk about that. But that is the message for today. Don't just pitch. Set the context, set the frame of the conversation, because that's how they're going to receive the information. And you have the choice. You can choose to control the frame, you can choose to control the energy in an appointment, or you can choose to just let it happen and let chaos reign free. And that's exhausting. That's no place to be. That's not what professionals do. Professionals lead with certainty. Be the calm in their chaos. So, and of course, that absolutely builds into being someone worth buying from. So thank you for joining me, everybody. I hope you're getting a lot out of the series. We've got one more episode to go in this 9-part energy-driven sales series that we're doing. And I would love to hear some takeaways. Pop it into the Facebook group, or actually leave a takeaway in a review. Again, Apple Podcasts or on Google. Leave me a 5-star review there, and let us know what your takeaways were. So, everybody, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate every single one of you. I'm grateful for you. I know you are out there in your Drive Time University, and you are crushing it. You are someone awesome. You are powerful. You are exactly who you need to be every single moment. And we're always working to be 1% better today than we were yesterday. So all of you out there, go be someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.